This is a production of Memberchair Media, a ministry of TWR. It's copyrighted and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, this is Brent and Paul, and we're concluding our discussion around the whole issue of sexual wholeness. We've been talking a lot about some very difficult ideas, some very difficult issues about communication. And in our closing, we want to talk about the positives. I had you think about things that you were doing that were good. And that's really, really important. And I just want to say good job. I know you did a good job. So we need to continue to move on, with how do we get on from here?
Right. And may not sound like a very positive statement, but hopefully everything is your fault. That there's a lot of freedom that comes from that. If everything can be my fault, that means I have a choice. That means I have some power. Over this week, I think, hopefully people have been looking at, what have I done right? When we deal with the issue of sexual wholeness, we tend to only focus on what I've done wrong. If we have power to do it wrong, we have power to do it right. And in most cases, we are choosing to do the right thing or moving towards sexual wholeness more than not.
Yeah.
And it's remembering that God's grace is sufficient, that we're not talking about behaviors that make us more lovable to God. We're talking about behaviors that allow us to enjoy our life more. Changing these behaviors don't fundamentally change who we are as a person, but they allow us to enjoy our life more as a person. Sexual wholeness is a journey. For individuals who are struggling or who have a desire, I think at this point have a desire to move towards sexual wholeness, it's realizing that we're never going to arrive. Beginning to take some time to say, wait a minute, here are some real specific areas that I want to change. I want to change. I strive to change for these things and moving forward in them.
That's so true. When we take our attitudes, for me, it's so much of our struggles are not just about our struggles, but they're about our attitudes about our struggles.
Right.
If I am failing in sexual wholeness areas and I beat myself up emotionally, I tell myself how useless I am. I listen to those negative voices around me, whether they're from people or memories or whatever. Those things are almost worse than the behaviors.
Right. And they're paralyzing.
And when I stop and say, I'm not going to be that way. I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to let my past or what I did 5 minutes ago control what I do 5 minutes from now. I'm going to just throw them all on the Lord, and I'm going to just get up and keep going. The power is taken out of that.
Right.
And you can just, you say, hey, I know I'm weak. You said it's all my fault. I'm a failure. I really am without God. But with Him, I can do these things.
Right.
One of my great, big, massive meta themes in my life is in our weakness, He is strong.
Amen.
And so much of our story through the ages has been about people who are weak that are made strong or have strong results when they lean on the Lord.
And I think that is ultimately it. It's realizing that I can't do this task. I can do some behaviors that will allow more of God to work in my life. But it's truly God that comes in and sets us free. God's not a God of condemnation. God comes in and loves. God encourages. What people tend to do when they're struggling, when they slip, when they don't do it right, they get frustrated, they start the negative self-talk. It's beginning. I mean, prayer, asking God for forgiveness, and then learning how to talk to yourself. Not like you do when you're walking around work, Brent, but talking to yourself in the sense that learning how to say positive things. I told clients to do that for years and years, and where I got the clearest picture of the power of that was I came walking into the playroom at our house one time, and Jordan wasn't doing something right. And Jordan really likes to be perfect. And he was really, really frustrated. And Julie was sitting there on the floor with him, and she just said, honey, it's okay. Just try again. Sweetie, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Just try again. And I watched the countenance on his face change. He relaxed. He tried again, and he got it. It's realizing that, God's more loving than any parent.
Yeah.
He's saying, it's okay. Try again. Just keep trying. Just keep moving forward. This is about learning to do things differently.
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
What a beautiful image that leaves in my mind of imagining as I go through the next few weeks, or you, as when you have a failure, when you let yourself down or your spouse down, that you imagine the Lord behind you saying, "It's okay, honey. Just try again."
Amen.
Wow, that is really... we could end right there, but then we'd end way earlier. So now we have to figure out some more things to talk about. But think about those issues. As we have talked, you know, I mean, we're two guys. We've talked about it like two guys talk about it. And I apologize for the one-sidedness of that. But at least we've been willing to talk about it and give us some grace on that. We are not coming out of an antiseptic laboratory room. We're coming out of the reality of life, out of our own struggles, out of our own sense of victory and problems, our own mountain peaks and valleys. And we hope that you have been able to figure out some of this. What are my goals for you? Well, that if you're not talking about this with somebody, whether or not you got a problem, I think you need to talk about it. Mm. Because I don't think this is supposed to be a private secret issue. God made us complete as people, and He made us with feelings and bodies and skin and organs, and He made us sexual. And that's not supposed to be private. It's not supposed to be only shameful. It's just supposed to be there.
It's a wonderful gift.
Yes. And so if you're not talking to anybody, talk to somebody. If you're doing some things that you don't like, start on the pathway to not doing them. If you're not talking to your spouse, begin talking to your spouse. And if you're like we talked about earlier, you don't even talk about the weather, well, then start talking about the weather. Start chatting. Some of you that have been listening for a long time remember a program I had on the power of positive chatting or something like that, of just starting to talk, and then you move in. You can't do the fancy stuff until you've developed the exercise and the muscles. So start talking. Start on that pathway towards those things. If you're having a really significant problem in the area of sexual wholeness, look at what your options are. You know, it's not a failure to seek help. Maybe you can't seek help right now where you are, but you can ask for a covering to help you from not doing anything worse or getting into more trouble or sick or something until you can get help.
And just start to do something.
Start to do something. Yeah, that is so, so important. And the next thing I want you to realize is that this is part of being a person. This is normal. These struggles, no one ever said this was easy. We have great times, we have bad times. Proverbs, what does Proverbs say? To everything there's a season.
Right.
And a time to laugh and a time to cry, you know? And this is okay. You can work through these things, and there is hope. Do you want to add anything to that?
I think that the key thing is to remember, I mean, that there is hope. And it is one step at a time. The victory happens when I say, "I'm a sinner." That's when the victory happens, when I'm able to admit and say, "You know what? I have a problem in this area. And God, I need you to begin to help me to work on this problem." And we start a step-by-step process, doing the little things one step at a time. Your life's going to get better. It's going to change. And on the days when it doesn't, it's really remembering that image, perfect one, Christ right behind us, just saying, "You know what? It's okay, honey. Just try again."
Yeah.
And keep moving forward.
And since some of us have a little bit of trouble remembering our positives, we're real good at remembering our negatives, write it down someplace when you've had some victories, so that when you've had some failures, you can go back and say, "Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I forgot about that. I had that." There is progress.
Right.
I am doing better.
And on the days that I did right, what did I do right?
Yes.
What did I do right this day? Okay, I'm going to go do it again. Baseball players don't go out there and try not to miss. They go out there and they try to hit the ball. Mm-hmm. They remember, what did they do well? What did they do right? Back to basics.
Yeah. So we'll be back again with another topic, always interested in trying to come up with issues that are relevant to you in the middle of your life, wherever you are. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to this Member Care Media presentation. We hope you found it helpful. Please explore the many other topics on this website. We invite your comments and your suggestions. This feature may not be reproduced without written permission.